www.ReverendHarrison.org.
Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, and those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for them. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the website for free. By the way, I want to take this moment to thank anybody who's listening to this show in one of our radio markets who took the time to write down Free Talk Live in an Arbitron diary.
Yeah.
Because we got some really good news today out of our market. We are in Alabama, Florence, Alabama, on WVNA AM 1590, and we're number one.
You know, every time we get any Arbitron news, we're not only number one, but we kick the butts of the competition that's out there.
Well, now, to be honest, this is the first time we've gotten Arbitron numbers in the last 4 years, and the reason is because we've just now been on... It was in the very beginning, we were on an FM station in Sarasota, Florida, and we were rated for 3 weeks out of the 12 weeks of the last book, and then we didn't get into the next book because they changed the format on us. So then it was several more years until
we
finally...
But we, like, septupled the numbers from the previous show in our time slot.
Well, from a 0 to a 1. 1.1 or something.
It was like a 0.6 and went to a 1.8.
Whatever. It was in just
a 0.3. It was a 0.3 to a 0.8.
This is the first time we've ever had a full ratings book during weekdays. We started our syndicated show, and we were sort of on Saturday shows, and there's not really that much ratings to get for Saturday shows. So this is our first official results for weekdays, and we crushed the competition. The competition in this particular market is a blathering loudmouth from the Northwest named Lars Larsson. Lars Larsson. You know, one of those guys. And
sounds Swedish.
I think he's on a good several dozen radio stations, if not over 100 stations.
I recognize his name.
He's huge in the Northwest, and he's got stations out east as well. And he pulled a zero share, meaning no one in Florence, Alabama, was listening to Lars Larsson.
You usually don't listen to him more than once.
And
maybe twice.
We got an 18 share, meaning, and that means that 18% of the people, males 25 to 54, were listening to Free Talk Live during our particular time slot.
Let me break it down for you a little better. One out of every five, essentially, it's really close to that, really close to, one out of every five males between the ages of 25 and 54 that happens to be listening to a radio between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday?
We didn't get the weekend.
Friday. Monday through Friday, listens to Free Talk Live.
And they
listen to it enough that they write it down in their diaries.
Actually,
we might say some really shocking stuff on this air, but people listen to what we say.
You got it wrong, Mark. Actually,
no,
it's not 7 to 10. It's delayed by 2 hours. So they're actually listening to a delayed broadcast on a station that cuts power at night from 5,000 watts to 1,000 watts. So, I mean, we're not even at
9 to mid?
We're not even at full power. It's 8 to 11 Central Time. And we're delayed. So they're not even listening to a live show, but they continue to listen, and they wrote us down in their diaries, and we're number one. In fact, not only are we number one against the competition, we're number one from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. on that station.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the reason I exclude the overnights is because Coast to Coast kicks our butts.
Well, Coast to Coast is...
There's nothing else to listen to.
There isn't anything else to listen to, and so you're going to have to hear about comets crashing into the earth and men that are possessed by horses and whatever other zany things that they talk about on Coast to Coast.
Outside of the overnight day part, Free Talk Live was number one on the station. We beat their morning show. We beat Glenn Beck. We beat Rush Limbaugh.
In share, right?
Right. We got an 18 share. Rush got a 12.
Now, but if you take persons that are listening to the... I mean, people don't listen as much. There's not as many people listening to the radio, period, from 9 p.m. to midnight or 8 p.m. to 11.
That may be true, but we've got a bigger
share. We've got the share.
Right.
Yes.
We beat them all.
Share's important, and share's what we're after.
Right or left, Ed Schultz, they've got a kind of a mix of right and left hosts on that station.
Oh, I'm sure we're smoking him.
Ed Schultz did better than Glenn Beck.
Really?
Yep. There you go. So thanks to everybody who's taken the time to put us in a book. It makes a big difference for us. And that's going to make a difference getting more stations on board, because there have been a lot of stations that have been sitting out there, sitting on their thumb, sitting on the fence, sort of waiting to see if Free Talk Live can actually pull numbers. And now
there
we
go.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
It's a good day. Awesome.
Yeah, it really is. So to New Jersey we go, where if you still needed more evidence that you should pull your teenagers or children out of government schools, whether they be government high schools, government middle schools, or government elementary schools, here's another piece of evidence for you. From Peconic, New Jersey, teens who drank alcohol could be caught 3 days later under a high school's new testing policy for students.
I knew you wouldn't miss this article.
Well, it was sent to me by more than one person, and that helps.
It's a big deal.
The test, which will be given randomly to students at Peconic High School, Township High School, can detect whether alcohol was consumed up to 80 hours earlier. Peconic Superintendent Larry Reynolds said the policy approved last week should be a deterrent to students who feel peer pressure to drink. Under the program, students who test positive will not be kicked off teams or barred from extracurricular activities, says Reynolds. Instead, they'll receive counseling and their parents will be notified. He said, most kids who think they can get away with it might be tempted to stop and think about it. The test costs will be paid with federal grants.
Of course they will.
Urine screenings.
It's not federal grants. It's our taxpaying money. My income tax is going to pay to test kids at some school somewhere.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
You'd think if it were important for parents, I mean, if parents wanted to, Wayne, you've got kids. If parents wanted to find out what their kids were up to over the weekend, they could get their own testing kit. They could test their kids on their own if they were concerned, but I don't think they really are that concerned because it's not happening.
I'm waiting for portable surveillance cameras you can put on your kid.
Just constantly, all the time?
Yeah, in their hair or something. You know, you can see everything they see.
We're probably not too far off from that, really.
I think we're pretty close.
Yeah, 5-10 years. So the test costs will be paid for with federal grants. Urine screenings look for ethyl glucuronide, which is produced by the body after it metabolizes alcohol. School officials acknowledge the test is sensitive, and false positive readings can be the result of using products containing ethanol, including mouthwash and balsamic vinegar. But Reynolds said in order for students to test positive, they would generally have had to have consumed the equivalent of one or two drinks or rinsed their mouth out that morning before they went to school. But Reynolds said, other districts already use the test. So, hey, it's already being done somewhere else. Let's just add it to this school district. Mm. Middletown began using it last spring, also in New Jersey, for students suspected of using drugs and alcohol. And this month, the district expanded it to include a random pool of about 1,800 students. Critics have said the testing doesn't work and invades students' privacy. But when have government schools ever given a flip about their students' privacy? They don't. So this is just the logical extension of where this intrusive, oppressive government is going.
I've never seen a school be in the least bit concerned about its students' privacy.
What do you think's going to happen? They say that there's not a government school. They say here that if the kids test positive, they won't be kicked off teams, they won't be barred from extracurricular activities, they'll get counseling. And their parents will be notified. What's the punishment going to be if the kid just says no to the test? Because you can't force me to pee into your little cup.
Right.
So what are you going to do to me if I don't want to? That's not outlined in this story.
No, and what if the parents drink wine with meals, you know?
And let their kids?
Of course they let their kids. What if they're... That's what they do. That's their practice. So what if he keeps on coming up positive on your little tests?
Would that be considered...
More counseling? Are you going to keep telling parents who don't care?
Would the law consider that contributing to the delinquency of a minor?
I think that it's likely. It would probably depend on the state, but it's very likely the law could very well say that it's illegal for you to drink, period, if you're under the age of 21. It probably does.
Yeah, they're
wrong.
Also, yeah, it is. There are also a lot of cold medications and cough syrups that could bring up a false reading as well.
Really?
And I think that kids will probably figure out a way to get around it.
I think that at this point, the kids don't care. Senior Matt Huber said, no one's really taking it seriously. If you want to go to a party, you're still going to go to a party. That's the attitude of the kids. They don't care. Go ahead, call my parents.
I dare you.
Yeah. Or kick me off the football team. Whatever. I mean, can you imagine? The reason why they're not going to kick kids off the football team is because they wouldn't have a team anymore. If they tested all the football guys after a weekend, how many of them are going to show up positive?
Most of them.
Yeah. Anybody who knows anything about high school kids, especially the types that hang out with the football team, know that they're all drinkers. 800-259-9231, and it's evidence that the school knows it by the fact they aren't going to kick kids off the team.
Except for the kicker. The kickers usually don't drink.
Speaking of kids and doing naughty things and football, Got a cheerleader story on the way. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams available, the broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well, totally free, freetalklive.com. What's your liberty issue? Is it privacy? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include anti-Real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute. Also in attendance will be New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the national Real ID. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We're pretty much to the point where we're going to have a countdown to the Liberty Forum. I mean, we're a matter of weeks away at this point. And I think it's going to be really exciting. We know not only are a number of libertarian luminaries going to be attending the forum. But also, I think you're going to be emceeing some of it, at least. You're in talks.
Looks that way.
That right now. And Ron Paul.
They've got to talk to my agent, you know.
Ron Paul, let's see, John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, a whole bunch of libertarian big names. But also, everybody else. Anybody who's really interested in liberty, who has been able to get that weekend off and get up to New Hampshire, is going to be attending. So a lot of our listeners are going to be going. I know I've heard personally from a number of them who are looking forward to meeting Mark and myself. And Wayne, I know you're going to be there as well. And I think even Gardner Goldsmith might be in attendance. So some of the more ancillary Free Talk Live personalities will be there.
I hope so.
And so really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get registered while you still can, because that hotel is going to sell out. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to the phones, let's talk to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Francisco.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I was actually today in history class. I was reading about that topic you discussed, the urine test in New Jersey schools.
Yeah.
And since I'm in New Jersey, I was actually thinking about it, and I wrote a comment in this website where I found it, saying that if I was to get tested, even if I do not do, if I haven't drank or anything, I would decline, because I would feel it would be an invasion of privacy. And what I asked is, what do you think they would do to me?
What do you think?
Well, first I think, you know, get sent to the principal's office, maybe get some third degree ass, but I would definitely refuse.
What's a third degree?
Well, I mean, like third degree, like I can get, like get questions asked.
Oh, I see.
You don't know that. The
I didn't know. I didn't know if there was some sort of a third degree referral or something like that.
No.
I just want to make sure.
Okay,
I'm confused. I ask for clarification.
Good.
I don't want to presume that I know exactly what people are saying. So you think they just ask you some questions? I mean, they want you to take this test. I would think there'd be some sort of punishment.
Yeah, maybe detention or something.
In school suspension, something like that?
Yeah, but I would definitely refuse.
How far away are you from Pequannock, New Jersey?
Probably around 150 miles.
I see. So this probably isn't going to happen to you anytime soon, but
no.
I agree with you. That's what I would do if I were in this particular case. Forget you. That's a total invasion of privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Demanding that I go step into a bathroom and pee into a cup. And, of course, if this becomes an issue where kids are concerned about getting caught, even though there aren't really serious consequences if you do get caught, if kids are concerned, they're going to start buying the little pee kits. You can go online and you can buy the Whizinator? Yeah, where it's a little bag. It's a little baggie, and you put it in your pants. And it's got a little tube that comes out of it, and essentially you put, you basically get dog pee, or you get one of your friends who's clean to urinate in the baggie.
How do you get dog pee?
I don't know.
I don't either.
That's a good question.
Well, the problem is if it's random, you might be walking around for days with the Whizinator in your pants.
True.
You know, the other thing is you just put water in these things. Water in there. Big deal. I mean, what's the worst thing that's going to happen to you?
Good point.
It looks like you put water in your test there, Mr.
I drink
Francisco.
Water. What do you want?
You know, this almost seems like conditioning or training. They're training kids in school to be compliant with all these unreasonable, stupid regulations and violations of your privacy.
Actually, I want to talk about something else also. Today was my first day of my history class.
Okay.
And we were discussing some topics about politics, and we have to do current events, so I brought up the Ed Brown case.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher says they're fairly liberty-minded, so I talked to him in person, and he told me he was a member of the Libertarian Party.
Wow. Hmm.
I referred him to the Free State Project, and he told me he's already heard about it and that he's considering moving there.
That's fantastic. Now, wait, which teacher was this?
He's a history teacher.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Well, that's excellent, Francisco. Anything else on your mind today?
Nope, that was it, guys.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, you bring up anything.
Sounds like Francisco's going to get an A in history.
Maybe so. It's always good to butter up the teacher, or at least have the same belief system. So, since we've been talking about high school hijinks, Now we'll get into a story from Ware Shoals High School in South Carolina. I'm telling you, Mark, I told you the last time we had a story about cheerleaders. Stereotypes work. And when it comes to cheerleaders, you know, the stereotype is party girls, kind of slutty. Yeah, cheerleaders, that's what they do, right?
Short skirts.
Yeah, that's just the kind of girls they are.
I don't believe the crap that's coming out of your mouth.
Stuff going on behind the scenes, dirty things that nobody's supposed to talk about between coaches and the cheerleaders and the football. There's all kinds of weird things that we've heard over the years from people who've actually been on cheerleading squads, people who've been on football teams, and just the stories confirm all of the stereotypes you ever hear.
I don't believe this. This is completely irresponsible of you.
Look, what are you talking about?
Do Jews cheat people?
I'm not talking about...
Are blacks lazy?
Whoa. I'm not talking about a group of a race or anything like that. I'm just talking about the types of people that are attracted to cheerleading. And the last story we did was about cheerleaders that were bad girls. They would go out and take pictures with phallic objects and just doing sexual things. They got caught. They were immune because one of the cheerleaders was the daughter of the principal of the high school, so no one ever did anything to punish them.
Look, regular high school girls that go out and take pictures with phallic things, they don't hit the newspaper because it's not that damn interesting. But when you've got a cheerleader outfit on this girl and she's got a big, you know, purple pecker in her hand, then suddenly it's interesting, okay?
Yeah.
It's just newsworthy, Ian. There's nothing you can say about cheerleading. No, there isn't.
There's more stuff
You're talking about different
schools. I don't know why you're coming to the defense of these girls.
Because you're being entirely unfair. It's the girls that are in those particular groups.
The stories that we hear about when it comes to cheerleaders are the tip of the iceberg, my friend. They're the ones that get caught. There's plenty more that goes on.
I'm sure they are the ones that get caught. But
right.
What I'm telling you is nobody else gets the press. It just doesn't matter to anybody if a group of ugly fat girls goes out and takes a picture with a dildo or beats girls up or whatever. These things just don't hit press. And the only thing that matters is because cheerleaders have those cute little sexy outfits.
I don't know, Ian. It sounds like you're jealous because you're not there.
Oh, well, not necessarily.
Ian's jealous because his school didn't have cheerleaders, and he never had a chance with one of them.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know if I would have wanted a chance.
The Pythons didn't have a cheerleading squad because they had no sports. Dork school.
Yeah.
Not nothing.
Well, now, hate it. Now, hold on a second. Now it's getting personal. I'm telling you that these girls, I think the cheerleaders are more likely to be bad girls. That's all.
That feels personal to the cheerleaders out there?
You know what? If you're a cheerleader, you will call in and confirm what I'm saying. I'm sure of it. 800-259-9231. Because we've heard from cheerleaders in the past. We've heard from people who have been close to these types of organizations. And they back up every stereotype. The title of this article that we're going to get into, Cheerleaders, Soldiers, Booze, and Sex. On the way. Free talk.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect the money that's owed to you, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
We're going to get into the cheerleader story here in a moment, so we've got to go to the phones first. Let's talk to Daniel in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, guys. First off, I just want to say I love your show.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I want to talk to you guys about what you guys were talking about on the 22nd. It was this no government at all type deal.
My fantasy.
I mean, it's an interesting opinion, but... If for nothing else, don't you think government should be there just to act as a mediator between, you know, when you have problems? For
no, that's what arbitrators are for. Third-party arbitration. Go look up the American Arbitration Association. Look at a variety of contracts and many contracts, for instance, like cell phone contracts, that sort of thing. You'll actually see that in the contract it says that when you sign this agreement, you're agreeing that any disputes will not be resolved in government courts, but will instead be resolved by the nearest branch of the American Arbitration Association. So it's actually already something that goes on here in the United States, and the reason why it goes on is because government courts suck. They're slow, they're bureaucratic, they're bad, and they don't give they're just not as just as private arbitrators.
And in a lot of cases, they're not terribly enforceable. When it comes to small claims, you get a judgment, but it's not like the government goes out and gets what it is that you've been assessed. Mm. You can show the other party the judgment, but if they're feeling contrary, it's not like they have to abide by it. They just have a judgment against them,
right.
And then you have to work on getting liens and all kinds of stuff.
Free market justice on its face seems pretty complex. It seems pretty scary. But really, it would result in the best, the most just system that mankind has ever encountered because of competition. Because instead of having this one monopolistic government court, we would have a variety of different private arbitrators that individuals would be able to choose, and they would be able to write it into their contracts who the arbitrators would be. So you would know in advance who the court of decision would be when you were signing a contract. And if you didn't like their decision, you could have 10 different courts in your contract that you could go and appeal to. There's all kinds of neat things to learn about private justice. And the fact is, competition will make it better. What do you think?
Well, that's all well and good, but who's going to enforce these arbitrators' rules or these arbitrators' decisions? If you have no government, then you have no agency to enforce that decision.
It's an excellent question. I think that you'd find a system of ostracism built by the marketplace. I can't predict what the marketplace would do to enforce these things. I mean, the market's it's unpredictable. It's the result of millions and trillions of different individual decisions at the same moment. But my prediction would be you'd see sort of a reputation credit score a la eBay. You may not necessarily be able to enforce on another person, but you can certainly prevent those people from having others do business with them by destroying their reputation rating. Just like people with bad credit have a tough time, people with bad reputation might not even be able to rent a house.
You know, just not in defense of no government, because I don't believe in no government, but I would say that, you know, we eliminated debtors' prisons a long time ago, and the government doesn't really force anybody to do anything as far as paying people back and compensating people. I mean, the only person that you can go to, the only organization you can go to jail for not paying is the government. I mean, they enforce themselves getting paid, but they don't enforce legitimate businesses doing legitimate work. They don't enforce their stuff.
Daniel, any other thoughts?
I also wanted to, what about with public education? When you're talking about stuff like that, who's going to set standards? I mean, if you're in a rural area that's dominated by, say, Christians or, you know, say, some other religious group, then wouldn't they set up their own religious school? And if you happen to be out there and you're Muslim, then you're just shit out of luck?
Whoa! We're going to let you go on that one, but thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 to answer his question, because we've got a one-hit-that's-it rule now at this point. To answer his question, what about schools? What about if you're living in the deep South and you're an atheist or you're a Muslim and all of the market-based schools have a heavy religious tinge to them? Well, I don't think you're probably the only atheist or the only secular humanist or the only Muslim in the area, so odds are good you might have networked a little bit and met up with some people of similar beliefs. You could easily set up your own school. You could easily set up your own little private homeschool situation. This isn't difficult to do. And the cool thing is you set your own standards.
And
you can actually, there will be standards that have been set out there, just like VHS was a standard for a long time. DVD was a standard for a long time. These are all accepted by various different industries, and you can select and choose. There will be different standards. You can say, you know what, I want to adopt that standard for my kids because I think that's best. And how could you possibly want some other organization to tell you what's the best way to raise your kids?
Look, I don't believe in no government like you do.
But do believe in getting government out of school.
I do believe the government should have nothing to do with schools. So I believe in no government in the area of schools.
Yeah.
Now, what does the government have as far as mandates on private schools? I don't know of any. I don't think the government requires a private school to do anything.
I don't know about that.
I think that the parents require private schools to do things. They require private schools to educate their students better than public schools do, and they do it in spades.
Mm-hmm.
I left a private school in eighth grade, went into public school in ninth grade. I was on the dean's list in eighth grade, getting the dean's list, highest scores you can get. I was getting the best grades around in ninth grade. I failed out of two classes. How can you take a student that was on the dean's list one year and fail him the next year?
Put him in a government school?
They just don't care. That's how.
Well, I don't know much about private schools because I'm not a parent. I've not had to do the research. But I bet it wouldn't take long to discover that there is some sort of private school accreditation firm out there. I bet you. Again, I'm not sure about this. I don't think I'm really going out on much of a limb here by saying
that
there's some sort of independent agency that will come and approve, you know, they're going to inspect your school for a variety of different things, everything from educational curriculum down to, you know, the gym or the cafeteria. They're going to look at a variety of different things. They have this for campgrounds. There's like the ACA, the American Campground Association.
Is this the Good Sam Award?
I don't think it. I think it's a different organization. But
okay.
There are different campground accreditation associations, the same way you would have private school accreditation associations. That way the private school could slap that on their website and say, come here, we're accredited by the National Association of the Best Private Schools.
Well, I can tell you from a homeschool point of view that there's a lot of different curricula you can buy. There's a Robinson curriculum. There's Becca, there's several of them,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them get rated by homeschool magazines. And that's
there
one that's one way that parents can rate the curriculum and decide which one they want to give their kids. And sometimes they'll actually buy several of them and use several at the
same
time.
One works.
And see which one works the best with their child.
Oh, which brings me to another point. You know, Daniel's asking about, well, who's going to set standards? It's best if individuals decide on what standards to accept. As you're saying, Wayne, take in different ones, try them out, and see what works. What we have today with government schools is typical of government. It's the one-size-fits-all standard.
Right.
It doesn't matter to government
it
if your kids are
slow. Everybody has to drive a Yugo.
Yeah.
Look, some people want, you know, want a car that's going to use very use less gasoline, so therefore they want a car with very little horsepower, something less than 100 horsepower. But other people, they want a car with a whole bunch of horses. They want to be able to go really fast, so they want a Daytona or whatever, a Viper with 600 horsepower. People need to be able to set their own standards.
Absolutely.
The problem is, the solution isn't standards. Standards are the problem. Standards are the reason that we have such a crappy school system,
yeah.
and from the get-go. And the fact that it's run by a government. If we had standards without the government, you know, without the government running the schools, we'd probably still have a better situation than we do.
It's also run
people
by
are learning to read.
That's true. They're indoctrinating the kids with socialism as well. 800-259-9231. Look, I don't want to get in control of the school system. I don't want to dictate what everybody else's educational preferences are. Individuals should be able to choose. Some will choose wrong. Oh, well. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wristies comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wristies is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wristies is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, wristies.com.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include a variety of different services, all for free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live hats. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts. I know, Mark, you just placed an order for a Free Talk Live beanie today.
Yes, I love it. You got one. I didn't get
You've
one.
You've been jealous ever
and
since I got
really,
one.
I have. I like it a lot.
Because it's high quality.
Does it have a propeller on top?
No, it's a... Is beanie not the correct word for this?
The sock little, hat, scully.
Keep your head warm in the cold thing?
Hat? Yarmulke.
That's well, not a yarmulke.
It's a lot it? Awful. No.
Okay. So anyway, store.freetalklive.com, variety of different products. We've got DVD, classic, archive, sets, and more, all there for the purchasing, all high quality, no crap, store.freetalklive.com. You know, before we went to the break, we were talking about market education versus government one-size-fits-all education, and I sort of made a comment that I felt deserved a little bit more explanation before we went away, and I said that, well, if we allow individuals, that is families and the students themselves, to make choices about what curriculum to follow, there's a chance that someone might choose wrong. For instance, one of the concerns we've faced in the past when we talk about market-based schools is that someone will call in and say, well, what about the rednecks living in out in the trailer that don't want to send their kids to school? That would be probably a negative choice that someone would be free to make.
I
right
think
now,
that's the biggest and most primary fear of everybody listening that's thought about this issue is, oh my God, if we give people free choice in education, then some people will choose not to educate their children.
And it's a legitimate fear,
mm-hmm.
And I understand. But I don't think that you can. I don't think that you should side with the current situation, and that is that parents are being threatened by jail time if they don't send their kids to school. And either way, if your kid doesn't want to learn, and in many cases, if they come from homes like what we're talking about, they're sort of bad kids.
Well, if you're so concerned that this is going to be an epidemic. An epidemic is what the people are concerned with. I mean, really, do we need this crappy public school system in order to keep one out of every million kids?
One out of 100.
Yeah, 100. My God, that would be an epidemic. But now my question to you is this. If you think that people are so bad that they would keep their kids out of school, why do you want government bureaucrats, these same people, educating your kids? I mean...
By some magical reason, the government bureaucrats won't be the same people, I guess, is the idea?
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it seems wrong.
I believe that people consider their kids all people, love their children, and consider them to be the biggest investment that they're making with their lives. They consider them to be one of the most important things to them in their lives. And yes, they're going to educate them. Some of them will choose to allow their kids to do other things. Like, I'm sure that there were times when kids didn't have to go to school that they chose to go to work.
Work on the farm.
Yeah, work on the farm, you know, work in a factory or something like that to be able to help the family. Mm-hmm. My question to you is this, should children be forced to go to work at the expense of the family starving?
You know, what you might see is more social ostracism.
School, excuse me.
You may see more social ostracism as a possible solution for this concern, which I think is way overblown. This concern that parents are just going to keep their kids sitting around the trailer all day. And for why they'd want to do that, I don't know.
No, the kids would drive them crazy.
Right.
And you know what's really obscene, Ian, is that if you look at the Federal Department of Education, there are more people working in that department than there are school administrators on a local level. There are more people working in the Department of Agriculture than there are farmers.
That's incredible.
It's crazy. It's just completely absurd.
So my suggestion was going to be that there could very, very well be a system of social ostracism that's set up. If this is a problem, and I don't think it would be, but if it turns out that this is a problem, that people start, you know, you go over to your friend's house and you find out that their kids are just dirty and they've been sitting around all day and they don't do anything, and you say, hey, Mary, why aren't your kids in school? Oh, well, I don't want them to learn anything. what kind of an answer are you going to get from that question? Then you're going to find that people are going to start ostracizing individuals, not only on a personal level, but also could happen on a business level. I mean, businesses want to have people that are educated working for them. Businesses want to have their employees be able to at least read and write in many cases. And so if a business person, for instance, cares about those kids that are being ignored by their parents, they may have some sort of a requirement that says, well, hey, mom and dad, if you want to work for me, then you're going to have to send your kids to school. Now, we'll help you send them to school. You know, we'll give you a percentage of whatever. We'll donate something towards their education.
If people can't afford to send their kids to school, we'll absolutely be able to send their kids to school. That's not going to be an issue. It's just ridiculous to talk otherwise. Please, if you don't understand that, call in. Give me, I'll explain it to you. But that doesn't... The fact is, like, this public school system that's so great, this government school system is so great, it's welfare for middle class people. It allows middle class people to send their kids to school for free. Well, look, I don't want to pay for your kids. Do I have to pay for your cat to eat too? Do I have to pay for your dog? I mean, why in the world am I paying this to educate your kids? This is wrong. And if I don't want to educate your kids, which I do not, because they're educating them in a fashion I don't want them educated.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to pay for your kids to be educated, then I should damn well be able to tell how they're going to be educated.
And that's
you're
what
making
happens.
Me pay for it.
Well, that's what happens. Everybody throws their hat into the ring who cares about how kids are educated, and they all go to school board meetings and argue with one another
right.
over what the
only
right
people,
way is.
The only people who should decide what kids are educated on is the parents.
Yep.
And the only people that should pay for kids getting educated is the parents. Or they should go to some organization that's willing to educate their kids. The sisters, you can believe they're going to do it. And if kids end up with Catholic educations as a result, fine, good. That's
right.
The reason that we have a government education system in the first place is because people were scared that one religion would get dominance over another religion, so they created this.
No, it was actually one religion that wanted to dominate over another religion.
That's the
That's
Protestants
why.
Over the Catholics.
Or the other way around, I think.
Right.
One of those two. But the fact is, it's force. I don't want to pay for your kid to go to school, if I don't want to pay for somebody else's kid to go to school, it comes out on the property taxes, and in the long run, somebody, some bureaucrat or another, is going to end up taking my house away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how great your government school system is. That you've got to force me by taking my damn house away to pay for it. Like, hey, look, these private schools out there, they're just asking for the money and people are giving it to them.
Yep.
But your government schools, your stinking, disgusting government schools, you've got to take my house away from me or else.
Threaten.
Yeah, you've got to threaten me. Your system stinks.
Anything that's public funded always ends up being more expensive, a lot more expensive, and a lot less efficient.
Every time.
Like, usually on the quantity of, like, 5 to 8 times.
And don't forget, even the poor who don't own homes still pay rent, and
sure
property taxes are built into the rent they pay.
I've pointed out many a time that here in Keene, the property taxes are crazy. $6,000 is what I pay per year. if I could get that cut in half, I could reduce my rent over there by $150 a month. If I could get that all cut out, I could knock their rent down $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year they wouldn't be paying me. That'll pay for school.
Well, you know what? There's also some very good online homeschools now, too. So as long as you have an internet connection in your house.
So many choices. Can you imagine the huge explosion in choice that we would have if we actually got the government out of this industry? Let's go to the phones to Mary Ellen on the amplifier line. Take control of the airwaves, Mary Ellen. Hello. You're in Utah.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, it's been a while. What's on your mind?
I was listening to the show from a couple days ago, and you guys were talking about Daryl Gates and how he sort of invented this what?
Yeah, drug warrior Daryl Gates.
Militarizing the police, as it were.
Well,
here's a story for you.
Okay.
It's a long, long time ago. It's about the middle of the 70s. And we're hanging out one day, and somebody shows up with some tickets for Pink Floyd concert down in L.A.
Excellent.
And they didn't want to go. And I said, well, why don't you want to go? And they're saying, oh, we hear that Daryl Gates is going to be having the SWAT team down there, and it's going to be weird, and it's going to be scary, and we don't want to go. And I thought, well, that's a silly reason not to go see Pink Floyd. So we went, and it was weird. The first thing was they had one door open to get into the venue, which was a huge venue.
Oh, boy.
The SWAT team was lined up. There had to have been at least 24 officers just lined up in front of the thing, watching everybody.
Weird.
And then when you got inside, there was all these guys in red jackets.
Watching pigs everybody. On the wing.
And so it was a very strange concert. Because, you know, usually when you go to concerts, you talk to the people next to you and whatever. And
Somebody
lights a joint, they pass it along. And
sure.
You get it, and you either take a toke or you pass it along.
So that wasn't happening at this show, is what you're saying.
Oh, no. It was, like, violent.
They were cracking down on the hippies.
Oh, yeah. They were going to... Well, see, Daryl Gates had decided he was going to run for governor that year. So
he's a low-life scumbag.
He needed press, and he figured this is how he's going to get the
Yeah,
press.
And he probably got a number of arrests as well, I would guess, shaken
oh,
down...
Oh, I'm sure there was. Yeah. I'm sure there was. I didn't...
Did it ruin the show for you, Mary Ellen?
Did not. It was a beautiful
Good
show.
Deal. Glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Hour number two.
You
haven't heard the punchline. You haven't heard the punchline.
Well, you'll have to hold it. More is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.